I want to be like Scrooge. I love Scrooge. It's the Christmas season. Some people may celebrate today. We're going to celebrate on January 7th, which is actually December 25th, according to the old calendar. But why do I say I want to be like Scrooge? Because every time people talk about Scrooge, they speak of the bad things that he did and not of the good way that he finished his life. The first part of Scrooge's life I have down. I maybe have my ideas a little bit distorted. I've sinned. I've done that. I've neglected people. I've said some bad things. So that I have in common with him. But the second part, and if you notice, he is one of the best examples of repentance, even better than the prodigal son story. Because remember, the prodigal son, when he comes back to his father, he says he's sad, he doesn't even want to look, wants to be called a servant, not even a son. But what does Scrooge do? He jumps on his bed, he laughs, he sings, he goes, "It's not too late. I haven't missed Christmas." What a beautiful idea about repentance, that you wake up in your life and you say, "It's not too late for me to be happy." This is great. That's the most beautiful, vivid image in literature of repentance, full of joy and opportunity that has not passed me by. And at the end of the story, the Christmas Carol, it says Scrooge was better than his word. He did everything, and his life was full of joy and happiness, and he brought the same to all the people that he met. Often people think, when I go to church, it's a sacrifice. When I get close to God, I'm giving up stuff. When the exact opposite is true. As I mentioned in the Ukrainian sermon, every time you enter into a relationship with God, the author of all happiness, everything that we find fabulous about this life, what the Hubble telescope hasn't seen, how could a relationship with him be anything but fun? There was a book once written that was called Wasting Time with God. How beautiful a phrase it is to waste time with someone on Christmas meals. And anytime we go to family, watch people's wrists or iPhones. As soon as they get there, they're looking at the clock. Oops, I gotta go. Groucho Marx once wrote a book. He says, "Hello, I must be going." And so we often have this idea that somehow God takes away from my life, that going to church is a taking away of what I could be doing, when in fact, this kind of relationship gives so much to us, because God gives us ideas and energy and inspiration to see things we normally never would have seen. Sometimes we look at relationships more as burdens and obstacles towards a place that we don't even know what we're doing or where we're going. One of the funny things about modern society is we know something is missing, but we don't know where to get it. We don't know what we need, so we shop a lot. We get much. We run often, but we don't know sometimes what the goal is and what we want, so we tend to be frustrated. Let's be like Scrooge. Let's say, what a beautiful opportunity it is today to pray to God, to be with God, to be with my family, to look and to think, the goal of my life from now on is to be both generous and happy, to share my life and my time, to waste time with everyone I am invited to spend time with. What a beautiful person it is to hang out with that is happy to be with you. Be that type of person. be the type of person you would like to have for a friend. Slava Isusu Christu.